A play about life, love, and intimacy, or lack of it, is coming to Haynes next week. The cast has been rehearsing in the lead-up to the comedy Last of the Red Hot Lovers.
It's about a middle-aged man who is trying to have his, or a last fling in his life.
Todd Siebens is directing the play.
He feels like life is passing him by, so he meets these three women at various places and times.
The man is Barney Cashman, played by Tony Habra.
He is going through a midlife crisis, and he thinks that the only way he will ever truly experience life is if he has an affair with someone other than his wife.
One of the women is Jeanette Fisher, his wife's best friend.
Of all of Thelma's friends, you are the one I respect the most, and that's why I was so happy. No, Jeanette, it's gonna be all right. Come on, Jeanette, none of that now. Jeanette, it's me, it's Barney.
I'm the third woman that Barney tries to have an affair with.
Margaret Siebens plays Jeanette.
Barney, you know I don't find you physically attractive. You knew that, didn't you?
I did not. I'm not surprised, really, but I guess it's not mandatory.
I think you're a sweet guy. I think you're basically a good person, but I don't think you're physically attractive.
Siebens says each of the women are kind of caricatures.
I'm the neurotic woman. So it makes it easier to play because it is kind of a little bit of a caricature. But then there's little pockets of being able to dig deeper and expose something other than just neuroticism.
Tara Bicknell plays Bobby Michelle.
Oh my God! I didn't even notice it! You shaved your mustache!
Mustache?
Didn't you have a mustache yesterday?
No, I've never had a mustache.
You've never had a mustache?
It doesn't grow in thick on the left side, so I've
Who
never.
Am I thinking of?
She keeps dropping these one-liners that you're just like, what? You know, and Barney seems to be chasing her around with a butterfly net, kind of trying to figure out what she wants or who she is. Or what that meant, or was that aggressive, or was that okay?
Bicknell says her character is kind of a handful.
She's kind of this distracted, wild thing living between New York and LA, and I think she's just up for anything, but doesn't really have quite a direction of her own, and seems to have encountered all these just bizarre experiences in life.
Todd Siebens directs a play annually in Haynes. Usually they're a little more serious, but this year he decided to go for the laughs.
I like to have, a fair amount of drama mixed with some comedy in it so people go away feeling good still. I have thought of doing some full-on dramas, but people don't like those in the summer or winter time too much when it's dark. So I decided to go with a full-on comedy this time.
But there are some life lessons embedded in the story. Here's Margaret Siebens.
It's funny. It is about relationships. And it's going to make people laugh and maybe think a little bit about their own marriages or partnerships.
Bicknell says it's about life choices.
Choosing a lifestyle, whether it's a wild lifestyle or a stable lifestyle, and having an affair or being part of the party or not, and how you choose to live your life and how rewarding that choice is.
The third woman Barney tries to have an affair with is Elaine Navazio, played by Madeline Wittick. Whether he succeeds with any of them, the cast won't say. But either way, Bicknell says he finds closure.
Barney figures it out in the end, the meaning of life.
Siebens rates the production PG-13 for some language and portrayed drug use. Opening night is Friday, March 31st at the Chilcat Center. Reporting in Haynes, I'm Abby Collins.